The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, September 21, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez will speak at the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Cuba will ratify its commitment to peace and multilateralism in an effort to achieve a more democratic, fair, and equitable international order based on full respect for the UN Charter and international law, according to a recent tweet released by the Cuban Foreign Minister. Rodriguez heads the Cuban delegation to the meeting, in which 150 heads of state, government, and foreign ministers from around the world will be participating. Since his arrival last Saturday in New York, United States, Rodriguez conducted an intense schedule of bilateral contacts with counterparts from a dozen countries. The Cuban official spoke on Tuesday with his counterpart from the Sahrawi Arab Republic, Mohamed Salem Ould Salek, about the historic links of cooperation and solidarity between both peoples and governments. He also held a meeting with the foreign minister of Portugal, João Cravinho, with whom he agreed on the need to develop and expand the political dialogue. The minister also met with his Syrian counterpart, Faisal Maqdad, on the consolidation of ties between the two countries and mutual support in the face of unilateral blockades and sanctions, and thanked the Nicaraguan foreign minister, Denis Moncada, for the constant shows of solidarity with Cuba. The ambassador of Venezuela to Bolivia, Cesar Trompis, described the U.S. blockade against Cuba as immoral and insisted on the need to end it. The resolution on the need to eliminate these retaliatory measures against an entire people is a historic test that Venezuela has supported for years because it claims the right to self-determination and the right to development, he stated in an interview with Prensa Latina. He added that the approval of the resolution by the vast majority in the United Nations for decades shows the immorality of the unilateral coercive measures that Washington applies against Cuba and other countries that decided not to align with the policy of the White House and the State Department. Trumpis considered that this initiative led by Cuba to the UN for almost 30 years deserves, as it has had, the support of the vast majority of the people. With the presence of important experts in Italian medicine, academics, and businessmen from this country, the international workshop Italy-Cuba Surgery 2022 was convened at the Embassy of Cuba in Rome. The presentation of this event, to be held in Havana from November 14 to 16 of this year, was chaired by Cuban Ambassador Mirta Granda, who highlighted its importance as part of the academic and technical scientific exchange between both nations. Granda thanked the presence of outstanding specialists such as Professors Giorgio De Toma and Massimiliano Mungo, President and Vice President, respectively, of the next 12 International Congress of Italy-Cuba Surgery, which will take place on the island from April 26 to 28, 2023. She also recognized the work carried out by the Cuban doctor resident in Italy, Florana Menendez, representative of the Cuban business group Palco and one of the organizers of these events. For his part, Dr. De Toma referred to the importance of resuming these congresses after their interruption in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the international agenda, we have that Argentine President Alberto Fernandez on Tuesday urged to build a new international system based on peace, equality, and where those who promote hatred and violence have no place. At a conference at the New School University in New York, the Argentine president stated the COVID-19 pandemic laid bare weaknesses, miseries, shortages, and injustices in the world we are living in. Something imperceptible to the human eye was capable of wiping out millions of people and did not discriminate against rich and poor, powerful and weak. Moreover, it turned all economies upside down. We have an ethical and moral obligation to build something different because if we do not do so, so much suffering was for nothing, Fernandez said. Latin America is the world's most unequal continent, and it is now time to change such a reality. We must also take a close look at the Caribbean, which is an area at risk for climate change, he added. We cannot allow lives to continue to be lost in armed conflicts. Argentina and the community of Latin American and Caribbean states want to develop and be actors of a peaceful world. We call for peace to start building a world that allows us to win without the need for blood and war, he said. Meanwhile, the Haitian authorities maintain the restart of the course for next October, despite the fact that some 30 schools were vandalized during the protest against the rise in fuel prices, the newspaper Le Nouveliste reported. The Ministry of Education expects a gradual return to classes, given the climate of tension that the country is experiencing with protests against the adjustment marked inflation, insecurity, shortage of the hydrocarbons, and devaluation of the national currency. As a result of the situation, around 30 schools were victims of acts of vandalism affecting infrastructure, furniture, teaching materials, school canteens, and archives, acknowledged the Minister of Education, Nesmi Maniget. The authorities announced the creation of an emergency fund to help the affected schools, but without committing to cover all the losses. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.